After you were married, you set out for where? What happened then?
When
so the war
over.
Is over and he's now out of the service.
You came to Tulsa. His
that
brother,
right? Yes.
David Bartlett, was in the Navy. And
right.
He and Dad both came to Tulsa to take over their family company, Keener Oil Company, that had been started by their father, who was a banker in Marietta, Ohio. He was D.A. Bartlett. And then his sons were David and Dewey.
David A. Bartlett, he's a banker in Ohio. He came to Oklahoma because of oil discoveries that were going on?
He was given, as I understand it, some oil leases in Titusville, where the oil was first discovered, as a payment on a loan that couldn't be paid. In Titusville, Pennsylvania, I believe, where oil was very first discovered. And then through that, he eventually started drilling wells in Oklahoma. He died when my dad was just 4 or 5. His wife was still living, but there was sort of a trustee that sort of continued with the oil company. And my uncle and dad used to come to Oklahoma as roustabouts, working on wells. After the war, they came and sort of reclaimed Keener Oil Company.
How did it come about, the name Keener?
It was named after a formation.
A formation, yeah.
Not in Oklahoma. I think it was back east somewhere. Maybe it was in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure.
So that's then how the family starts laying roots here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Dewey was involved then in farming and ranching and oil business. Is that true?
I think ranching was more of a hobby, wouldn't you say,
yeah.
Mom?
He, mm-hmm.
That was
definitely
never a profitable business for him. But the oil business, he and his brother ran Keener Oil Company, really until Dad became a senator, and then he thought it might be a conflict. So he sold his portion of the company to his brother.
But they worked the oil company, I think you said earlier, as roustabouts. I mean, they were right there working,
yes,
tool pushers and doing everything.
I think so. In the summers, because their father had died when they were very young, and I think their mother would send them back here and they would work the oil fields, mm-hmm, as I understand it.
Okay, so that was in their growing years, in their teen years.
Teen and college summers.
So that's how he got interested in the oil business, mm-hmm, is from his summertime
from
jobs.
From summertime, and then, you know, he majored in geological engineering, and his brother graduated with some sort of engineering degree from MIT.
You began raising a family then, as Dewey gets involved in the oil business. Your three children are born. When was your first one was born? What year?
Dewey was 46.
Born in 46. You in 48. Mike in 50.
In the 50s, you have memories of shopping downtown Tulsa and the Vandiver's department store and, mm-hmm, Clark's Good
Frug's
Clothes. And
Frug's. Brown Duncan was a big one. Before shopping centers, but they all seem to be in pretty much one place.
All downtown.
Uh-huh. All downtown.
Brenner's. Remember Sam Brenner?
Yes.
Dad used to get his clothes, and he's,
yes,
still around.
People used to dress up, didn't they, when they went shopping and they were in downtown?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Was, you probably remember doing
probably
that.
Gloves.
You wore gloves,
uh-huh,
and hats, maybe?
Yeah, hats sometimes, but gloves. We were dressed up.
Where did you live in Tulsa those days?
We first lived near Peoria, kind of close to where Dunwell Cleaners is.
Oh,
Dunwell,
yes.
Sushi now. You lived a couple blocks away from there.
Yeah.
Dad drilled a water well in the backyard.
He did.
And then put in the fence. In a chain link fence.
Yes, he put in the fence.
And then you and Dad moved to 30th Street off of Lewis when I was about 2. That's where you lived until you moved into the governor's house, and then you bought a condominium at Center Plaza downtown.
Thank you, Joni.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're here.
As I understand it, somewhere in 59 or 60, Dewey contracted hepatitis.
Yes, he did. Terribly, mm-hmm, sick.
And do you have any idea how he
got it?
Got it, yeah.
You were in Europe. You and
That's
Dad
right.
took a trip to Europe. And it was from bad water.
Yeah.
And he became very, very sick?
Yes, he was very sick in the hospital.
And he was home for a long time, not working, which was,
yeah,
really unusual. He was kind of grumpy, too. Remember that part, Mom?
I don't remember that part.
Because he was never grumpy, but that's the only time I remember him.
Being grumpy?
No, yeah.
So do you think it was about a year or so that he battled this?
Oh,
it was about 6 months. And he started going back to work part of the day. As I remember, he would talk about he got tired and he'd sleep on the couch at the office.
He did.
But then remember, he started reading a lot. He read a lot of history, Oklahoma history, politics, and then he took a Dale Carnegie speaking course with
Eloise Worley.
And they had so much fun.
Who was she?
She was a friend, very funny. And for some reason, she and Dad ended up in this class together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd say, okay, you have 10 seconds. You pick a subject out of the hat. What is your most embarrassing moment? And you'd have to talk about that. Dad just loved it. And one time he came home with a pen because he won the best speech of the day. And she was hilariously funny.
They had a good time.
Yeah. And didn't that kind of get Dad the reading, all the reading he did?
Oh, yes.
And speaking, I think he enjoyed that. And I think it kind of got him interested in politics.
It was laying the groundwork, wasn't it, for what he was about to do.
Right.